Today on Gardening in a Minute, the maidenhair fern. The maidenhair fern makes a delicate, airy addition to shady spots in your landscape or inside your house. The light gray-green foliage adds a soft feeling to the garden, especially around water features. This fern is best used in mass plantings, but can also be used as an edging or specimen plant. And it makes an excellent ground cover, never getting taller than a couple of feet. Like most ferns, the maidenhair fern needs above-average humidity and full or partial shade. It prefers moist soil with a lot of added organic matter and should be protected from the cold. There are many kinds of maidenhair fern, so pick a type with foliage that most appeals to you, or add several kinds to your landscape. For more information about the maidenhair fern and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cicadas. You may not have ever seen a cicada, but you've certainly heard one if you live in Florida. These insects make a loud droning noise during the day in the spring and summer. Male cicadas produce their calls with timbals, which are drum-like structures on the sides of their abdomens. There are 19 species of cicadas in Florida, ranging from less than a quarter inch to over 2 inches long. In other eastern states, cicadas appear in enormous numbers every 13 or 17 years, but Florida's cicadas appear annually in smaller numbers. Cicadas leave their nymph exoskeletons on the trunks of trees and shrubs when they shed them to become mature flying adults. Cicadas do not bite or sting and provide food for many kinds of wildlife, including birds and small mammals. For more information about cicadas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citing paths. Paths are a useful element of the landscape, pleasantly guiding visitors through the garden. A properly sited path can do much more, such as hiding or revealing views and garden features, calling attention to remarkable plants, and stimulating the senses. Paths can be functional, following the shortest distance between two points, or they can provide more leisurely journeys, taking visitors to hidden spots, guiding them around trees and plantings with gentle curves. These paths tend to be narrow, but paths and entranceways should be wide enough so that two people can walk together. Avoid or build up low spots that could hold water to keep feet dry. Place your path to go past a water feature or fragrant planting such as gardenia to make your garden stroll a delight for all the senses. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling black spot on roses. Many Floridians choose not to grow roses because the warm, humid climate makes them particularly susceptible to black spot. This fungus can do more than just cramp your rose's style. Like the name suggests, it shows up as black spots on leaves and stems, but will also cause the plant to drop leaves and eventually die. Protect hybrid tea roses with a fungicide spray every week or two. You'll need to switch chemicals every few sprayings to keep the fungus from becoming immune. Make sure the roses get plenty of air circulation and avoid using overhead irrigation to prevent the pathogen from spreading. There are also many antique roses and new shrub-type varieties that are more resistant to black spot. Look for these types when shopping for new roses. For more information about rose care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening for cats. Cat lovers may want to create a special place in their gardens for their furry companions. The first thing to consider when gardening with your cat in mind is whether wildlife visits your garden. Remove any bird feeders or bird baths if you're going to encourage your cat to be outside. Create a snacking spot for your kitty by planting wheatgrass and oakgrass, available as seed from many garden centers. Of course, you definitely want to include catnip or cat mint in your garden. They can be purchased in seed or plant form. Like most plants, catnip will grow bushier and stronger if you pinch off the tips while it's young. You can dry the pinched bits to use in your cat's indoor toys. For more information about gardening for pets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.